Jewish GOP Representative Max Miller targeted with anti-Semitic death threat, an Arab should cut off ear f ing head. By Joshua Klein on March 13, 2026. Representative Max Miller, RO, one of the four Jewish Republicans serving in Congress, posted audio of a graphic anti-Semitic death threat telling him someone should cut off your f ing head, saying the message reflects the threats Jewish lawmakers increasingly face in the United States. In the message, the caller launches into an anti-Semitic tirade, referring to Miller as a Jew who thinks they own the world before saying he hopes some f-ing Arab jumps out of the bushes and cuts off your f-ing head. Miller shared the voicemail Thursday on X, saying the message illustrates the type of threats he receives regularly while explaining why many lawmakers have grown reluctant to hold public town halls. Every day as a Jewish member of Congress is another day of receiving these types of threats, Miller wrote alongside the recording. For those asking why is no one holding town halls? These are the people waiting for a planned event. The post quickly drew condemnation from fellow lawmakers across the Republican conference. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, responded that he was disgusted and pissed off, adding, "We need to do more as a society to root out anti-Semitism. We're with you, Max." House Republican Leadership Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, RNY, called the threat absolutely horrific, urging authorities to take action. "Capitol Police must take action against these heinous anti-Semitic slurs and threats," Stefanik wrote. Representative Mike Carey, RO, a fellow Ohio lawmaker, said Jewish communities across the country are facing the insidious outgrowth of anti-Semitism and expressed support for Miller and our Jewish neighbors across the country facing anti-Semitism. Representative Don Bacon, RNY, added that the incident underscores why there should be zero tolerance for anti-Semites. "I don't want them in our party, our churches, and wish none were in our country," Bacon wrote. The threat surfaced the same day a violent attack targeted a synagogue and Jewish day school outside Detroit, Michigan. Authorities say an attacker rammed a vehicle into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township before opening fire at security personnel, who returned fire and killed the suspect. Federal authorities describe the incident as a targeted act of violence against the Jewish community. World Jewish Congress President Ronald Lauder warned Thursday that the Detroit area attack was part of a broader spike in anti-Semitic violence targeting Jewish institutions. "These are not random events," Lauder said. "They are acts of terror aimed squarely at Western and Judeo-Christian values." The Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, also condemned the threat against Miller on Friday. "Almost every day we witness yet another outrageous attack on a Jew or a Jewish institution, including Jewish members of Congress," said ZOA National President Morton Klein. "This intolerable surge in anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, minimized, or explained away," Klein added, urging American leaders to unequivocally condemn these anti-Semitic assaults. The incident is not the first time Miller has been targeted. Last year, a man was arrested after allegedly threatening the congressman and running him off the road in a Cleveland suburb while displaying a Palestinian flag. According to police reports, the suspect also allegedly threatened to kill Miller and his young daughter while hurling anti-Semitic slurs. Miller said he reported the latest threat to U.S. Capitol Police. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.